Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is unique about your body? Something it does, something about it that's different that you think only you have, or you and not many other people. 1-800-947-3979. Obviously, not everybody's going to have one. Or you might have one and you not know it. You might it'd be very easy to have something on your body and go, well, I bet everybody has a little bit of number two come out of their ear once in a while.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know, because you never think you're the broken one.
I've never met another person who can make their eyeballs vibrate the way that I can.
Steve, will you see him do that?
Nope.
Why not? They're not going to fall out like that lady at the optometrist.
I don't believe that.
And every time I show it to somebody, usually like I just showed it to a kid the other day, and she goes, how do you do that? And I go, I don't know. I just sort of take my eyes out of
breath.
I just sort of take my eyes out of focus. I don't know if I hold my breath or not. It just, I mean, I can only do it for like a second at a time. It's short bursts. But I just, I don't know. I take my eyes kind of out of focus and I just can do it. But I don't know how.
What if we see you do it and you're just blinking? Like you think it's really,
yeah, but
I don't think that's the
you've
case.
Seen
I've
it.
Seen
you've
it.
Seen it before.
This is the one that I mentioned earlier that I saw. This person wrote, I'm literally hard-headed. I have no frontal sinuses where they should be. It's just bone. I don't get sinus headaches. Seems pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. Probably not a sinus infection either.
My dad could move his earlobes. Like he could wiggle his earlobes.
Oh, that I've kind seen, of muscle control
yeah,
is wild.
Like, and if you don't have that, can you learn it? Like, how would you even start to learn to wiggle your ears?
Don't know.
Like, what are the workouts you'd do? How do I get my ears muscles? Period. How do I get, question mark, how do I get ears muscles?
Yeah, I don't know. I think some people are just sort of born with certain better muscles in different areas. Like, my son Liam can do, you know, a pretty decent eyebrow raise. Like, you know, not quite as good
like
as
the
rock but
mm-hmm.
along the lines of that. Yeah, I can't do that at all. I've never been able to do that. So, yeah, I think people just have different weird muscle controls.
Text from Flint. I can blow air out of my eye.
Oh that's so
I've
weird. I haven't seen air, but I've seen people where they can drink milk and then have it come out their eye because it is all interconnected back there through the sinuses, but it's
Text from Lansing. I have a huge penis.
Sure you
I bet
do.
You do, uh-huh. Especially since you spelled penis with a U instead of an I.
A penis.
A penis.
Let's see. I can take my tongue from normal, like we all expect it, and inflate it like a balloon.
What?
Oh, you can puff Whoa. It up like a pufferfish?
That's impressive.
Both my knees and my elbows hyperextend. So I can stand, I look like a flamingo.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, that's always weird.
Let's see. This is Michael in Pennsylvania. Michael, what makes your body unique?
So I have very ambidextrous toes myself, and I can go ahead and type with my toes.
You
and
can?
Pick a bunch of other stuff up. Yeah.
Like you have that much control with your toes. So if you want to move just the toe that's adjacent to your pinky toe, you can wiggle that one and the other ones don't move?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Mine are a conglomerate, man.
I was in marching band, so I started working on like my toe feelings and self on that, and it just happened one day. So.
Wow. Do you ever feel the urge to like learn to do stuff? Like, because you see people that don't have arms or hands or whatever, they'll sometimes paint with their feet.
Yeah.
Or there's that famous archer. I mean, famous. I don't know his name. But he shoots with his feet because he doesn't have arms, and he's elite.
Yeah. I remember watching That's Incredible, way back when, and somebody could play the guitar with their feet like that because they didn't have arms, which has always kind of made me mad because I can't do that with the appendages I'm supposed to be able to do that with, and they can do it with their feet.
Michael, you have hands, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I actually broke my right arm about a decade ago, so the feet issue or the feet talent, I should say, actually helped out a lot during that time.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Like, if you could have that, you'd choose that, right? To be able to.
Well, yeah. I mean, any extra skill.
You'd be so much more efficient.
Yeah. Be able to climb up a pole like a monkey.
From Wisconsin, I believe my body is the best in the world at processing dairy. There seems to be no limit to how much milk I can drink or cheese that I can eat. There are no problems. All right. For this person, I want you to drink a gallon of whole milk in 1 hour. If you could do that, because that's said to be impossible.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't think that's really a superpower, though. I've never had any negative ill effect from cheese eating.
But if you're really gone for it, it sounds like this person is at Kyle's wedding. Really gone.
Steve and I, I'm not giving, this has come up a few times.
Yes.
But I think Steve and I together collectively ate at least 2.5 pounds of cheese.
Kyle is still pissed because he didn't get any cheese at his own wedding because me and Hot Wings ate all of it.
Oh my God.
I think I'm still backed up.
We just kept going up and putting cheese on our plate and then getting like right back in line
and eating it and giggling
because we were laughing. We were all starving and it wasn't time for dinner yet. It was still like mingling around time, but the cheese was out.
Yep.
So yeah, we just demolished
it. Mm-hmm.
No negative effects of that at all.
One of my proudest days.
I'll bet when they were doing that, there were so many Huey Lewis songs playing at this awesome party.
They might have been so hard.
They might have been.
Oh my God.
We were giggling like we were cheese drunk.
Yeah, we were. We were 100% cheese drunk.
That was a funny
Nobody
funny
I'd
night.
Rather be cheese drunk with than you, buddy.
No, I agree, aww. Steven.
This text from West Michigan. I can blow air out of my left tear duct, and if I have water in my nose, I can shoot a stream of it out of that eye.
Oh, I remember somebody, was it Letterman that used to do stupid human tricks?
Yeah. Yep,
he had somebody that would drink milk and then shoot it out their tear duct.
It's always a crazy feeling when you're blowing your nose or something. It happens to me when I'm sick, where you're really plugged up and you go to blow your nose, and it's just your nose is only full of things, but the rest of your sinuses aren't, so it's pretty open. And then you feel like air or like liquid come out of your eye.
Oh, I've never felt that.
Oh, it's crazy because then you're like, is snot coming out of my eye?
Uh-huh.
My buddy, this text from Northeast Pennsylvania says, can eat cereal out of his chest. His brother's skull was in his chest since he was born, and we were I assume they were twins, and like so it formed there, and
he's got a cavity.
A chest bowl. I think this person sent us a video of that before.
Nope.
Okay, or we watched one of somebody where they had a dent in their chest and they put milk and cereal
in
there.
This is not real.
Sure it is. We're going to get video of that.
No, AI.
Oh, yeah. No, I just looked it up. Chest bowl. And a bowl in chest is medically known as pectus excavatum.
That sounds made up as hell.
Pectus.
Sounds like a Harry Potter.
Pectus excavatum. Yeah, an excavated pectus, pectoral muscles. A chest wall deformity where the breastbone or sternum grows inward, creating a sunken appearance. It's caused by excessive growth of the connective tissue connecting the ribs to the sternum, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, it looks weird.
Steve, would you eat cereal out of that bowl?
No.
Why not?
Would I eat cereal out of someone else's chest bowl?
Yeah, like you could wash it. Not in the dishwasher, obviously, but, you know.
Scrub it out.
Yeah.
No, because it's probably all hairy.
Look, right here. This guy writes, this is my cereal bowl chest. This is on Imgur.
It's like a body shot.
Yeah.
Except filled right with there. Milk and
cereal bowl
CTC.
Chest. Oh.
So that while that is not the most common thing, that is a regular affliction that people have. So you're not the only one.
I expected someone that wasn't in nearly as good of shape as that guy.
Oh, there's plenty of those too.
This text. I'm not glad you asked this, but I feel like it's my duty to tell you. My belly button looks like an a-hole. I know belly buttons aren't the prettiest of creatures anyway, but most people don't resemble a chocolate starfish.
Picture.
I had an umbilical hernia when I was born, and for a year my parents had to tape a half dollar on top of it in order to keep it from popping out on its own.
That's such an old school thing.
Fast forward to 18 months old, and the doctor said, it's not going to happen, so they performed surgery on me and sewed it in, making sure to astonish boyfriends later in life. No one ever wants to do a shot out of my belly button. No body shots.
Tommy says we have to get to line 4.
Hello, Gina. Gina, what makes your body unique?
I grew a third ovary.
Like when?
What?
Like in the last year? Did you pick this up during COVID? Like everybody else is making sourdough and you're like, come on, ovary. Just hold your breath.
Yeah, no, they were on sale.
Right, I know. No, actually, I got my left ovary removed a couple years ago because it had a very large cyst.
Okay.
And they didn't get the whole thing out, so there were some ovarian remnants. And over a couple years, the remnants grew into a new ovary.
Whoa, I didn't even know they could do that.
Oh, yeah, like, right? Like those. So like the liver.
My doctor didn't know that either. He was kind of shocked. He was like, wow, okay, let's figure this out from here. I'm like, oh, I don't like it when my doctor says that.
No, I don't blame you.
No.
So you're back to 2.
Yeah.
And are they synced up and everything's fine? Or what happened? I mean, this is a lot of... I'm certain there's a HIPAA violation here with what I'm asking, but... have to answer. I'm being facetious, but is that... are they normal?
Well, the other one, I don't really know what it's doing. I don't feel it when it ovulates. I have a hysterectomy. I don't have a uterus anymore. I was like, I'm done with this period crap.
Okay.
So the new one is now ovulating on its own because I have the period symptoms, the cramps, the back pain, the tired, but it's shaped differently. It's on the side rather than the pain being normally like underneath my stomach, it's on the side.
That
because
seems
the
so...
ovary is on my colon.
Wow. That seems so unfair. I mean, I'm sure you think so as well. Like, you got an ovary removed and had a hysterectomy to get rid of having a period, and then your body's like, ha-ha, can't stop me!
Dude, you gotta go back in. You're gonna be like, hey, man, you missed half of it.
I'm gonna punch you in the ovary.
Please don't. It would hurt.
Yeah, and it'd have to go through the colon. That's terrible.
Yeah.
They have to take a chunk of my colon out next month.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
That sucks, right? Like, that seems like a very serious surgery.
It is. I'm a little scared, but I got this.
You got this, Gina. Well, you certainly have a great spirit for it. Other people, I mean, it would be perfectly understandable if you're like, I'm not talking about this or, you know, but that you can laugh about it and roll with it. I think that's a positive thing for recovery, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's one of the wildest things ever. So I have to laugh about it.
I think so. Thank you, Gina. Good luck. Okay. We're rooting for you. That's
well, that
amazing.
Certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
No, those aren't even the same parts. I don't know why you play that.
Yeah, Steve.
That was Tommy.
This text, I can gleek 6 to 8 feet. That seems like a lot.
I've probably had a 6 or 8 footer once or twice, but usually it's more, you know, in like the...
Oh, you're a gleeker?
Yeah, I can gleek.
On command?
Oh, I can't do it on command.
Okay, if I set a cup on the other side of Maitland, can you shoot one over her head?
No, but I could shoot her.
I don't want him to shoot you.
I would be impressed if somebody could really aim their gleek. Like, I mean, all I can do is it goes basically forward. But
Steve, are you a gleeker?
No,
I could never figure it out.
No.
Yeah, I can.
See it? No.
I saw it.
Did you see it, mate?
Yeah.
Is it all over the window now?
It was a pretty good one. I don't think it made it the window, but.
Mate, are you grossed out?
She just
made the craziest.
Yeah, it's a little saliva ducts right under your tongue.
Don't shart.
It's close.
You're really pushing.
Mate pooped her pants trying to gleep. Oh my god, that's the worst day ever.
Maitland's got to go home.
All right, what's unique about your body? 1-800-947-3979. More next. It is the Free Beer and Alvig Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.